Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line, possibly the most important discussion that we will have had all morning. He's Laurent Sanders. He's the CEO of the CSO, the Community Safety Organization. Laurent, thanks for being with us on Chai FM this morning.
Thanks for having me, Simon. Always a pleasure to be here.
So, Laurent, there are two issues that I'd like to touch on this morning. The first is your response to the awful massacre in Bondi yesterday. Then I certainly want to make sure we leave enough time to talk about the advisory, which I saw a couple of days ago put out by the CSO, telling us how we ought to respond and behave in South Africa over the festive season. So just a heads up, I don't want to run out of time. So let's start with the events at Bondi. Are you surprised by what happened yesterday?
Look, I don't want to say I was surprised. I was definitely shocked. It's definitely terrible, and it's a serious tragedy. But unfortunately, in my position and the world we're living in, it's my responsibility to think about these type of events and to understand what could potentially happen, where they could potentially happen, and understand more so that I can make sure our teams are prepared here in South Africa. So it's absolutely devastating to see something like this occur. It's very unfortunate, but we have to take some lessons and learn more from it, especially here in South Africa, on knowing what we need to do better, unfortunately.
There's so much we don't know at this point, Laurent. We don't know if there was an Iranian involvement. We don't even know if this is a lone wolf or organized. But what we do know is that the police took 20 minutes to respond. The shooters, the murderers, the terrorists had 20 minutes to do whatever it is they were able to do. Doesn't that strike you as a complete failure of policing?
Yes. It's terrible. The time frame was absolutely shocking. I mean, I saw videos, and I'm sure lots of people have seen videos. It's terrible to see how long these people had to do what they needed to do. And I think, look, one of the key lessons, and I don't want to say one of the benefits here in South Africa, but where we stand as the CSO is we've got a very good working relationship with the police. And what we understand is we understand the police's response capability and how much they can versus how much they can't give us. Now, why is that a bit of a benefit? The benefit is we at the CSO are able to, I don't want to say replace, but we are able to be there for the community in times of needs like this. So we should never have to wait 20 minutes for a response to deal with something, God forbid, should it happen in South Africa. Our response time is generally within 3 minutes in the wider area where we are. And we strive to make sure our response time is low as possible because we know the police's response time won't be 3 minutes. It will be 20, 30, 40, an hour potentially. So we need to make sure we are the best we can be to make sure our community is safe. As for Australia, it's devastating. In a first world country, you'd expect more from the policing networks there, and you expect more because of where they stand as a country. So it is. It's devastating and completely shocking.
What concerns me, Laurent, is the fact that this could just embolden other copycat-type attacks. That's my concern with this situation. I've got to tell you, yesterday, walking along the promenade in Seapoint, I felt incredibly vulnerable. I'm sure most of us South African Jews are feeling a sense of vulnerability today that we certainly weren't feeling 2 days ago. Is that a concern, a real concern, or is it overblown?
No. So, look, I think what we do at the CSO is, thankfully, we haven't had to learn a lot from incidents here in South Africa. So we learn a lot from incidents around the world, not just Australia, Israel, America, Canada, Europe. So we learn from these incidents, and what we often pick up is trends. If someone does something, it inspires another extremist to do a copycat event. So is it a risk? 110% it is a risk. Thankfully, it's happened in Australia, so they're a couple of hours ahead of us. So before all of our Hanukkah celebrations here in Joburg, our security plans and strategies significantly changed in line with the potential threats, copycats, etc. So it is a concern, but do we have the mitigating security factors? Definitely.
Liron, looking at the time, I've got 8 minutes left. We as South Africa, we're shutting down for summer. We're all heading off to the coast. We're about to take our very important breaks and let our guards down somewhat. You came out the CSO with an advisory. I'd love you, I don't know if you have it to hand, I don't know if it's in your head. I'd love you to talk us through some of the more salient points of the advice that you thought was pertinent for us to know.
So we did a communication like it last year, fairly similar. And from a CSO strategies perspective, we've very much changed our strategy over the past few years, where we used to be quite reserved on the information we shared, to being quite aggressive, but pinpoint on the information we are posting out to the public. So anytime I put out a communication, it's a definite must-read because it is important. So the communication is really out there to give our community and any communities advice onto how to safeguard themselves. The communication specifically over the holiday period, it doesn't necessarily relate to your home safety while you're traveling. It more relates to your personal safety when you're traveling to a different city, a different country. And the advice is very simple. The advice is when you're traveling out of your hometown, you do not necessarily know or understand the environment of the area that you are visiting. If you're in Cape Town, you don't understand the Cape Town structure. If you're traveling to Europe, you don't understand the Europe security structure. So our advice is to make sure that you're aware, number one, and number two, not to engage and find yourself a victim in an engagement of a debate or a protest or something that where you don't understand the climate and environment. So it's very much an awareness-focused communication, as well as a communication to say, if you see something, report it, call it in, tell us about it, and step away and rather get yourself to a safe area. And that's really what the communication was trying to drive down, is that we don't understand necessarily other areas, so try not to engage and just maintain a good personal safety bubble around yourself when traveling.
I read that. I hear you. I absorbed what it is you were saying, and yet I felt it was so defeatist. I felt it was capitulate and walk away, you know, get on the train and go to the camp. It just struck me as probably very sensible advice and yet so defeatist at the same time. I guess I'm completely out of line.
I completely understand and resonate with you because it's in our nature to fight, or not really. It's in a lot of our natures to fight and stand up in what we believe in. However, in doing that, sometimes you're putting yourself at risk. So what is the smart thing to do? And unfortunately, sometimes the smart thing to do is to take a picture, call it in, and step away and let someone who are the professionals deal with it. In most of the places, or in fact, everywhere in South Africa, there is designated CSO teams. And instead of you engaging or the general public engaging, rather report it to your trusted CSO or security partner and let the security professionals deal with it. It's not saying you're walking away and you're just letting it happen. It's saying you're doing the small thing by stepping away and letting a professional who understands the environment deal with it rather. And that's hard. It's
Liron
hard for the
Saunders,
public,
the CEO.
but it's smart.
We'll talk about that again tomorrow. Liron Saunders, thank you so much for your input this morning. Very important advice from you.